Washington, D.C., huh? Goes all the way to Washington, D.C.
I don't know.
Yeah, you Homeland Security?
No.
Yeah. How far have you taken this down to, how far have you actually ran a load? Hundred miles? Up to Maine? No shit. How many miles do you think that is? Man, that's unbelievable. Not to mention, I heard there's one that goes all the way to Colorado, right? Unbelievable. What do you think you're hauling? Any idea? Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Crack makes all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
You don't really know.
Yeah. I know there's been a lot of military stuff being hauled around lately, that's for sure, huh?
Yeah, we deliver to military.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate it. I heard there's water supply, food supply, everything's in there.
Huh?
Yeah, unbelievable.
But you don't get no cell phone for sure.
No. Peace, brother. I mean, basically, you got an underground roadway system here that runs all the way to Maine, to Washington, D.C., to Colorado. It's fully stocked. It runs completely underground. And you can see they've been hauling tons of military equipment. You know, they're stocking all these bases. Now, the other thing is, the railroad system here is also very strategic. They're bringing in boxcar loads, and they're dump shipping here, and they can really deliver to all these locations, which these locations go all the way to Area 51. These locations go all the way to Washington, D.C. There's access underneath the White House to this location, okay? So this is a strategic location, which is really the new command center for the Illuminati and the United States government. Well, forget the United States government. This is a headquarters for the Illuminati. This is where they'll ship most of their supplies. If they go underground, they can stay underground for quite some time. And this is stocked with food, water, everything they need. It's an underground city. So this is the north entrance, and we're gonna go see if we can do some more digging.
Yeah, I'm married. Does it matter? You do that for me? Really? Yeah, I'd like that.
Who are you talking to?
It's Jake from State Farm. Sounds like a really good deal.
Jake from State Farm at 3 in the morning?
This is Jake from State Farm.
What are you wearing?
Jake from Planet State Farm.
Khakis?
She sounds hideous.
Well, she's a guy, so...
Another reason more people stay with State Farm. Get to a better state.
And there's smoke coming from it. Foot wide and approximately 12 inches deep hole in her front yard. She says that it seems to be some sort of a tunnel and there's smoke coming from it.
Talking about this, a loud noise. Emergency calls, all this in Dodge County. People wondering, what was it?
Yeah, what caused this boom? Was it a force of nature or a different kind of force?
What's this sound? got here. doing that for a solid 2 hours now. No, what the hell that noise is?
Today on Logical News, we're going to be speaking about Walmart. A lot of you have heard the rumors about Walmart and wondering why they closed down, why they laid off people with an hour's notice, 500 people at a time in various cities across the country. And I've just kept digging into this, and I've spent weeks at this point digging into this situation. I will have a full-blown report on this, a special report on the Walmarts and why the booms are going on. I'm going to cover a little bit of it with you here, just so you have an idea of what's going to be coming and the detailed report that I will be putting out. As you can see here on the front of this drill, this is the Walmart logo. You're familiar with the Walmart logo, I'm sure, right? Walmart logo that looks like this. Okay, it is no coincidence that the markings on the front of this drill that they chose to put on there match the Walmart exactly. And the reason is because they are tunneling under all of the Walmarts. Well, I say all, probably not all. Okay, it's a large number, and it's happening all over the United States. And there's a preponderance of evidence that I've been able to find. It all ties in back, and I'm going to show this in the special report, that it all ties in back all the way back into, actually probably into the 60s, but really started going in the 70s. Y'all guys have all seen this map before. It's a map that got leaked out onto the internet, and nobody knows where it really came from exactly. Showing a tunnel network that supposedly exists coming in and out of Denver, and then there's a full-blown version of this map as well that shows more. And everybody's seen this map, but nobody has ever seen this part of the map. These other parts. I tracked down the original map, not just the cutout. Okay. Now, the interesting things that you'll see about this full-blown version here, let me pull this down. Everybody assumed that this map was from the 1990s because it had a 90 on it here. It's been said many times from the 90s. It's not from the 90s. This map was created in 1973. As you can see in the upper right-hand corner here, it says 1973. It also says over here on the date on the left-hand side, it says 1973. This map was, as a matter of fact, it even says 1960-something, but was stamped over, said 73. This map was put out in 1973 saying that these tunnel networks existed. So what this means is that these tunneling systems have been put in place since the 60s. Maybe even the 50s they started them. We all know that all major cities around the world have tunnels underneath them. Maybe they even exist in your city, or even they exist and you don't know it. But they've gotten very elaborate with these tunnel systems now. And they have tunneled and had 45 years to tunnel all over the United States. And they're connecting them with all of the Walmarts. And I know that sounds crazy. It might sound like they couldn't do it. But they're doing it. Myself, I'm an ear witness here near Charleston, South Carolina, and I hear almost on a daily basis, I hear a boom that's coming from underground, and it's an ongoing thing. I've probably in the last 2 weeks probably heard 20 of them, something like that. One that was really loud, shook the house, shook windows, sliding glass doors, everything. Now, you're looking at this logo here. Well, that's actually not a logo, but we know what it is when you can see that it actually matches to this. It also matches to this, and it also matches to the Jewish star. And it is a big thing, just like George Bush said back in the day. It's a big idea. It's a new world order. And they've built these tunnel systems all under the country. And now, what do they intend to do with these tunnel systems? Well, they're going to be multi-purpose, of course. You know, they've got cities under there. But the biggest thing is, you know, they were getting exposed about having FEMA camps above ground, in which they do have quite a few camps above ground where they can hold a lot of people. But how many you reckon they could hold underground? Or how many soldiers do you think they could have staged underground to come out of the ground around these Walmarts like ants? How many United Nations soldiers do you think they could have staged underground in these tunnel systems? This is Walmart right here. This is all the Walmart locations across the United States. The boom map, which I've shown in a previous video, matches this map exactly, and I'll be showing that again with a lot of additional information way past what I'm showing here today. This is just a quick group of information so that you have something to start realizing the fact that this might be possible. And it's not only possible, it's probable. And it's not only probable, I feel confident that this is the case. Now, every one of these Walmarts do not have a tunnel system under it, I'm sure. But I can tell you that there are a lot of them that have tunnels. They've had 45 years, folks, back from the 1960s. Okay? It's not a coincidence. And I'm very happy that I was able to run across and track down this original map showing exactly what these things are. The legend here on this, just so you understand what it says, is that these circles are a subterranean base, and the lines are underground tunnels. The double dots, when you see a double dot like here, in the center of Texas there, that's a underground nuclear facility. Okay, a single dot is a nuclear weapon facility, and a little star, it's kind of hard to make out which one of those are little stars, but they are a uranium storage location. Okay, now what I found interesting about this, and I don't want to go kooky on the whole story if it isn't kooky enough, is at these locations, some of them on this map from 1973, you will see another little symbol. See this little symbol right here, dead center of the map right now? A little symbol with a little squiggly line coming up and something that looks like, I don't know, what do you think it looks like? Here's some more of them. So there's one up here at the top of the map, dead center in the top. A little squiggly line coming out with what looks to be like a typical UFO. Over here on the right, center of the screen on the right, or excuse me, on the left, you'll see another one. See them down here by Las Vegas. Okay. See them over here by Denver, Colorado, Colorado Springs. You know, that's a whole nother side story. You know, a lot of people believe that there are aliens here already, aliens under the ground. I've never seen one, so I can't say. All I can do is use logical common sense to deduce exactly what I think is going on. And when it comes to Walmart and these underground bases, I think it is in fact going on. And not only that, if you don't know, they closed this, what was it, five or six of the Walmarts real quick. All of a sudden, they just closed 154 more Walmarts, some of which are in locations, and I go into depth on this in my in-depth video that I'm going to be releasing on this. Hopefully here real quick. The more I dig, the more I find. It's unbelievable. All this, you know, you've got the Bushes and the Clintons in this. See, this Walmart is started out of Arkansas. It was funded by the Clinton drug money that was coming out of Mexico and other places. They were making $100 million a month, and they were funding it along with funds probably come from all of our other places, but they needed it to be black money because it couldn't be on the books, right? But they've got 154 new ones that have closed. And what they're doing with these, and I've got an insider letter stating that what they're doing with these is inside of these facilities, they are building prison cells. A gentleman, a contractor that worked on site, sent this information to me and shows that and describes that they're building prison cells. And in fact, there are underground tunnels leading out of the one that he was working in. The one that he was working in was the one in Texas. One that was right up in this area here in Texas. I forget the name of the city off the top of my head at the moment. It was the one that they talked about the most on the news and the chatter was going on about. Now, I know this all sounds too much to be true, but by the end of me putting together the full presentation, I feel that without a doubt you will understand what's happening under your feet. And that they're going to come up out of these holes one day, or at least their intentions are, is to one of a couple of things. One, run into the holes, run away, or they're going to come out of the holes. Or people like me, they're going to drag them into the holes and shut them up. Because...
Finally tonight, a story about a nice place they're calling a boomtown, jokingly. The problem is it's not funny. The good people in one town in Wisconsin would right now give anything to find out what's making that noise. Their story tonight from NBC's Kevin Tibbles.
In what used to be sleepy Clintonville, Wisconsin, something's going boom in the night.
It was almost like someone took a wrecking ball to the side of the house.
Problem is, no one in this town of 4600 west of Green Bay seems to know what it is.
I thought a car was coming through my house. It was that loud.
For three nights running, residents have been shaken and awakened. All these dots represent 365 residents reporting booms.
There's like some noises out there. I don't know what the hell it is.
We have some weird thing going on and our whole house is shaking.
While it's a serious situation, I think that in fairness to our citizens, people are trying to have a little bit of fun with it.
And the Twitter sphere reverberated. What are the booms in Clintonville, Wisconsin? I had no idea they were filming the Tremors remake in Clintonville, Wisconsin.
Bert, they're under the ground!
This may sound familiar. In the 1990 sci-fi spoof Tremors, underground aliens shake up a small town in Nevada, 2,000 miles from Clintonville, Wisconsin.
No Richter scale can measure it. No scientist can explain it.
Scientists do seem to know what it isn't. It's not an earthquake or underground explosion or exploding gas or electrical problem or even burping sewer system. And not a frostquake caused by unseasonably warm temperatures. So far, experts are stumped as to what it is.
Their whole lives are being disrupted by this, and we don't have a good answer for them.
So tonight, the mystery continues as to why Clintonville has become Boomtown, USA. Kevin.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security. That's why I'm pleased that Walmart is helping to make our communities more safe and secure. If you see something suspicious in the parking lot or in the store, say something immediately. Report suspicious activity to your local police or sheriff. If you need help, ask a Walmart manager for assistance. Thank you for doing your part to help keep our hometowns safe.
You know, as a shareholder and director of our company, I'm always proud of Walmart and what we do and the way we do it better than anybody.
Dr. William Mount, and it's 19 April 2015 for Channel 77 in Seattle. People asked me why Walmarts are closing. The answer is simple. When I took an Army logistics class, the U.S. Army developed the logistics system for Walmart. Walmarts were strategically set up around the world to act as military distribution bases. So if we have problems in Yemen, the Special Forces takes over the Walmart in Yemen. You can order a helicopter and nuclear weapons on the Walmart logistics system. There's a back door into it. They taught me that. If you are going to have Operation Jade Helm throughout the Southwest, you seize a Walmart. You can order things such as M16 rounds. You can order an M16 through the Walmart program. So they walk into a Walmart, fire 2,200 people in California. You're all laid off, go away, no unemployment, get out of here. Because the military then takes over their base. The specific logistics program I was trained on in California is the same program they use at Walmart. The Walmarts are federal military posts. Oh, how many Walmarts they have. They get extra money from the government. And when the government takes over, they get a fortune from the government. Those products are redistributed to other Walmarts. In addition, the American dollar is no longer being accepted in a lot of countries. Walmart can't get products. Nobody will exchange the American dollar for the toys that we're getting at Walmart. Sorry, it's the way it is. The end game is here. Folks, if you get laid off from Walmart and Home Depot, they're federal. They're similar to colleges that are federal repositories, like Humboldt State University, where they have underground battalion headquarters, Evergreen State College in Washington. Thousands of colleges have pre-prepared military bases underneath them. The Walmarts and the Home Depots are the same way. So if you're working for Home Depot and you get laid off, go to another one. But that's likely to get laid off because as poodly-poodly hits the fan, this is what is in our Department of Defense manuals, to seize the Home Depots and to seize the Walmarts and use their logistics program to order our weapons to kill us. It's the way it is. Sorry, I've been trained on it. I'm one of the few officers that was trained on the Walmart program. The entire class was enlisted except me. Anyway, thank you. You have a wonderful day, and I wish you the best of luck. And if you need anything from Walmart or you're a Walmart employee, forget it. Find another job and do it quickly, because as Jade Helm spreads, the jobs will go away very quickly. And if you're at Walmart, don't go to Home Depot or Lowe's. Don't go to a box store. You get hired there, you might get absorbed and then laid off. Thank you for watching, and you have a very wonderful day. And I hope I didn't burst your bubble, but we're here.
Buddy L.
Guys, what you're looking at here is 4110 Crenshaw Boulevard. It's a Walmart with a underground rail system that's being built under it, or beside it, or through it, or in it. Yeah, future site of Metro Rail Crenshaw, MLK, Martin Luther King Station. Now, this is a store that they're building this at. You're looking at this on Google Street View. So these images are, you know, months to as much as a year old. And they're, as you can see by looking over the fence here, it looks like some tents and some various things. It's because this site is under construction. They're finishing up this underground tunnel system at this Walmart. Strange thing is, this Walmart was just announced that it was going to be closed. Okay, if you take a look here at this article, you'll notice that this is one of the ones that just announced it's closing. This is a news report, January 15, 2016, California Walmart closures announced. And here's your Crenshaw Boulevard address. Okay. So, here's your underground tunnel system. Here's your Walmart that's closing. And I highly suspect that here is your new prison. Your new Walmart, another one of the Walmarts that are closing locations, 8400. Edgewater Drive in Oakland, California. 8400 Edgewater. I was going to take you in here and show you a few things. Quite interesting. One, as you can see, that this Walmart that's closing is right next to the airport. The second thing you'll notice about this location, we'll zoom in here, is it between the airport over here to the left and coming down to the Walmart is a rail system. They have a rail system running in between the Walmart, as you can see. Walmart and the airport, and you got a rail system. What a trip. We'll drop off over here and take a look at this rail system. Here's your rail system. so you can see that I'm not just messing with you. Okay. There's your Walmart back over there in the distance. If we jump over here, we can even see it. There it is right there. That's the Walmart. So you got your rail system, you got your airport. I did do some more looking around the entire area, trying to see if I could see anything else. And other than the fact that it's located by rail and it's right by the airports, it's anytime back when Hitler was had all of his camps and things like this, and they had railroads, okay. And they had airports. You can count on it having an airport and a railroad nearby. Guys, this is going to be another FEMA camp. You may think I'm crazy, and you've got the right to say that. You know, I understand that. Especially if you're new to this kind of information, I definitely understand it. Here is 151 East 5th Street, Long Beach. Another Walmart that's being closed right in the middle of a huge metropolitan area. No, not because they're losing money. Let's take a look around. As you immediately notice over here to your left, you have an industrial area and you have railroad tracks. The railroad tracks even lead out to a marina. More than a marina. A complete shipping area, as you can see there at the bottom of the screen. It's for shipping in and everything. Well, let's zoom back in here. Actually, let's zoom back out for a second. Right here to the, if you look to the right, you'll see Long Beach Airport up and to the right just a little bit. It's a little further away than I would have suspected it to be. But this is also, like I said, right near a marina, as well as tracks, and then the airport there. But, let's zoom in closer in on this particular Walmart and see if we see anything else that particularly is unusual. I'm going to go ahead and drop us down into Street View. And there we go. Let's see, Walmart's supposed to be back in there. Behind this wall. See, it says Walmart right there. Walmart. Let's just cut the corner here. Look back. Walmart. Now you can tell that this is an old Walmart facility. I mean, already it basically looks like a prison camp. And what else would you expect a prison camp to look like? Taking a little pass around the perimeter of it here. Underground parking. I couldn't see any exact evidence of that there were actual underground rail system that ran to this one. Going around the back side here. I'll take this turn here as well. And we're coming back around, as you can see, behind the Walmart. I'm going to tip this thing up like this as I move down the street so we can see what we see as we come around. So coming up to the front of the building here, parking. Walmart. It's 5502 Monterey Highway, San Jose, California. Walmart is closing, announced. As of this was on January 15th, 2016, stating that these California locations were closing. Now, if you take a look at this location, I could not find any rail or an airport that was reasonably close to this location, I will say that. However, I will say this, and I've noticed this about other Walmarts as well, is that if you zoom in here, you notice right off a couple of things about the roof of this building, okay? You'll notice that there are these high-rise areas that are around the building. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of them. How appropriate. 7 of them. And if you keep a quick clue as to what these likely are or what they could be easily converted to, let me show you. Let me see if I can drop off right here. And spin around here and take a look at the Walmart. Should be behind me, I think. Yeah. Those areas, as you notice from looking at them from above, they're not just a facade. It's not just the front of it that you're seeing and there's nothing backing behind it. They're fully sized retrofit guard towers. They can install a guard tower right on top of here, no problem. Okay, let me show you what I mean. Okay, come down on top of here. See, why have that whole area built? Why not just have it a facade if it's not to be used for something? You understand? You would only show the facade of the front of this. If you didn't need all of this area built, you would not do it, because nobody ever sees this part. All you see is